Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Anna's Journey here on Blog Talk Radio. I am your show's host, Anna Renault, and I am always happy to be on the air, especially when I have some great guests to be with us, and we're going to be talking with a couple of authors today to see just what it is they do, why they do it, how they do it, and all that interesting information for those who love books, love writing, and certainly are interested in becoming published authors. My airtime sponsor for the month of October is Ginny Robertson, LLC. Ginny has a fantastic networking organization for women. She strives to connect women around the world with their gifts, their ideas, gives them a safe place to experiment with self and ideas, create community, help others, and help themselves to achieve a self-defined success. Ginny has an online networking organization on Facebook for members who are paid members to her organization here in Maryland especially, but she also has a global page for people around the world, women around the world to connect. She has also started a once-a-month Zoom.com video chat networking organization that is for any women around the world to connect. And again, striving to connect with their gifts, their ideas, and a self-defined success. Connect with Ginny Robertson.com, and that's G-I-N-N-Y R-O-B-E-R-T-S-O-N, Ginny Robertson.com. She also has an online magazine called On Purpose Woman Magazine. It's available online, but also in print here in Maryland. Most libraries give it away here in Maryland. She also has a group that has started in Virginia, and the lady that she's doing the webinar on Zoom.com with, Catherine Yarbrough, moved from Maryland to Florida, so we are expanding into several different states, especially as the members grow their business, including online businesses, and they can conduct business from anywhere, any state, any time. Thanks a lot for listening to Anna's Journey here on Blog Talk Radio. So let me bring my guests on the line with me. I have to click a couple of buttons here to activate their microphone, and I believe I should have Melanie. Are you with me?
Melanie, yeah, is with you.
Yes, and ma'am. Mackenzie, are you with us?
Yes, I'm here.
Do
too.
I have two? Ah, very good. All right. We are here actually physically sitting in Kalamazoo, Michigan. And as I mentioned, I'm from Maryland, so this is a real treat for me to be totally out of state and, again, doing my business online anywhere, anytime. And we're here to celebrate the Great Lakes Book Bash. We have, I don't know, several dozen authors. I believe the last count I heard was 70 or 80 authors that are here doing some fantastic book signings today, some workshops for people who are talking about their editor and their marketing plan and all kinds of great information for authors to be really sharing who they are and what they do. So let's talk with, is it Melanie? Did I say that right?
It's just Melanie.
Melanie. All right, so I have the accent on the wrong one. I have to make myself notes these days. All right, Melanie, tell people who you are and tell us the name of your book or books.
Well, I'm Melanie Jane, and I write contemporary romance, and I feature characters over the age of 35. I published my first book in March of 2015, and this in just 3 weeks, I will publish my 11th book. I have three series. One is called the Casino Nights series. It's based in a Las Vegas casino. I have a second series called the Change series, which has to do with people starting over, getting better, doing it right. And then my third is a trilogy. It's small town based, called the Cameron Farms.
You have been a very busy lady. Wow. All right, so let's talk to Mackenzie. Mackenzie, tell us a little bit about you.
Well, I'm not as don't have as many books as talented Melanie has there. I am actually a fairly newer author. I started with BHC Press as a hybrid author, and I actually started with them last year. I published my first book this year in March called The Rite of Wands. It is a YA fantasy, and it's very popular for fans who enjoy Harry Potter, Doctor Who, specifically, even if you like The Crown, Matt Smith specifically there. And then I also just did an anthology that published this particular month called The Whispered Tales of Gray's Grove. And I have also signed a contract with BHC Press, so I am traditional now instead of just being hybrid.
Well, we certainly appreciate any authors who are writing really good stories. And you two ladies that I met this morning certainly fill the bill that we have a lot of stories, a lot of good writing, and a lot of stuff to share. Now, Melanie, why did you start writing?
Well, my grandparents were both writers, so I grew up where storytelling was a very important part of our family entertainment. But I originally wanted to go to law school, but somehow I ended up in retail, which is just kind of the way my life goes, twisty turny, lots of career changes. And when I was approaching my 50th birthday, I was at a reader convention. Actually, it was Laura Lee's Raw Weekend, and I was perhaps in the adult beverage room of the hotel telling a story, and one of the authors that was there said, "You tell such a good story, you should try to write." And I was like, "Oh, yeah, right, you know, sure. But it stuck with me, and I did the typical thing where it's like, okay, I'm going to write a book. And I sat down at the computer, and I had no idea how to go about doing it. I took classes, online classes, went to events for short, you know, writing camps and things like that. And I finally had the nerve to publish my first book, which was called The Party Plan.
And Mackenzie, what about you? Did you take some classes or did you just jump in feet first?
I jumped in feet first, though. I do have a creative background. My mother actually is an English teacher, or was an English teacher, and it really encouraged me to get into the creative field. I, too, have had multiple creative or career changes, though as a young child, my family encouraged me to do stories and write. So I did a lot of picture books with a best friend that lived down the street at the time. And then I got into going to the Beck Center, where I actually took classes in both writing for plays, but also learning the whole entire aspect of the creative field, anything from doing showing how to direct a show, how the costumes are designed, how you would do sets, as well as gotten to perform with some big stars now that are on Broadway.
And that led you to write your book?
That started the motivation, yes. I wanted to really get into more of the field of writing. And it motivated me to want to actually get into it. I started just kind of feet first. I got into Lord of the Rings specifically, and that's, I'm embarrassed to say, but I started on fanfiction.net, writing fan fiction of Lord of the Rings. And one of the stories that I did from there kind of started Rite of Wands.
And that's nothing to be ashamed of or afraid of, and yet there are a lot of writers who are either fearful, even after we've written pages and pages, if not books and books, that are sitting on the shelf somewhere, and just that fear of letting it go, will anybody like it, Is it really sellable? I think we all go through a little bit of that. And some people go through a lot of that. Certainly, I know in my case, I was told as a child when I started writing in fourth grade that I was crazy, that there was no way that I could ever become a published author. Who did I think I was? You know, I'm just this little kid from the backwoods of nowhere. And what would I have to write about? Well, I happened to like to write poetry, and I thought I was pretty good. And I was going to be the poet laureate of the world. I haven't gotten there yet, but maybe one day I will. But certainly by the time 2005 rolled around, I had had cancer multiple times, and people said, you should write your story, you should write your story. And I'm thinking, who the heck wants to read about this kid from the woods, from the backwoods of nowhere, and read about cancer? Well, fortunately, I crossed paths with a publisher who said, not only do I think you have a sellable story, but I can make it happen. So, Melanie, how did you publish the first book?
I totally self-published, indie published. Another book of mine I had shopped around, and with great respect to publishers, but I just got impatient with the whole process, and so I decided to jump in with both feet to indie publish. A lot of my friends, my author friends, were at that time hybrids, and they were a great help. And I think for me, you know, being over 50 when the first book came out, I could hear the clock ticking in my head, and you know, and I just didn't have time to wait around for New York to fall in love, to discover and fall in love with my work. I wanted to get it out there. And so that's why I chose the indie route.
Well, certainly there are plenty of us who have gone the indie route and found that it works just well for who we are and what we want to accomplish with our books. I don't see that there's any, you know, real negative other than the fact that the general public still has, I think, a general thought that if you go indie, it's because a traditional publisher didn't think you were any good. And for many of us, we've never even gone the traditional to find out whether they want it or not. Like you said, sometimes it's just a matter of time. I went to the library and I looked up, you know, the book about books in print and about publisher resources. And some of these publishers only accept 5 books a year. Well, as you said, you were over 50. I was over 60. What year were they going to accept or even read my book? I didn't feel that I had the time. By the time I published, I had actually had cancer 8 times. I didn't think I had years and years to wait for somebody to edit and re-edit and rewrite and all that stuff. So I actually went indie, and I thought I have done pretty well. Mackenzie, did you self-publish or do you have a publisher? I think you said something about a contract.
Yes, I do have a contract. I originally started, you could say it would have been the indie route because I didn't actually have a contract. Originally, how it came about is I actually went to Wizard World in Chicago, and there I met Matt Smith. And one of the reasons why I pull him into my story is because everything kind of goes back to him, and it's centered kind of a ways around him. I actually had designed a wand because the main character from my series was inspired by him, and I wanted him to kind of put that whatever mojo it was that inspired me onto the wand. So he ended up signing it, but there was an author there who was very impressed with hearing about the series and the story and ended up telling what ended up being my publisher.
Very good. So who wants to tell us about your most recently published book? Did somebody publish this year?
I did. I was part of an anthology that just came out. Well, actually, both of my books came out this year. My first book was The Rite of Wands, which I've mentioned a bit about there. And then my most recent one just came out this past, about 3 weeks ago, towards the beginning of October, which is called The Whispered Tales of Grace Grove, which is an anthology based on a community of people that live in this town called Grace Grove. And it's supposed to be in Canada. And all these people that are there aren't really quite normal. And it is a paranormal story and written by, I want to say, at least 10 to 13 different authors from representing BHC Press. And it reads as one story, even knowing each short tale is about different people that live in that community.
That's an interesting concept. I also happen to go to a local senior center in Baltimore, and they decided to publish a book earlier in the spring. And it's about a person who gets onto the merry-go-round, and it's really linked to their life and how life can kind of go around in circles and circles. And they did an interesting thing where the gentleman who does the writer's group, he leads the group, he wrote the first chapter. And then Rose wrote the second chapter, and then another person wrote the third chapter, until they had 12 chapters and they published this book. I was surprised at how well the story flowed from person to person, because these are definitely totally different people. But it can work. It does work for some people. And it's an interesting way of doing anthologies. Now, in 2014, I worked with 33 writers around the U.S., Canada, even U.K., Scotland, a couple of different places. I had one lady in Nova Scotia. We actually took a picture, made it our cover, and everybody had to write a story about that picture. Most of the books had 10 different stories, all relating to that picture. Some of the stories were just totally different. One was like ancient Indians, one was the Civil War, one was the French-American War. I mean, just totally different impressions that people got from looking at that picture. I thought it was a kind of crazy idea, but it actually turned into 8 nice anthologies. So there's really, I don't think, a lot of wrong ways to do a book. I mean, we can all do different things. Certainly my story, or at least parts of my story, are now on 3 or 4 different books. I just got a phone call yesterday at home in Baltimore that I had a package, and did I want them to open it? Well, I didn't really care. They really wanted to see what was in the package. And it's a new book by a guy named Keith Mangus, who put part of my story in his book. I say, thank you very much, Keith, for promoting me. You know, it's not a bad way to get some free publicity as an author. What do you guys do to promote your books other than these book events? Melanie?
Social media. I publish, of course, post the cover for the upcoming book. I talk at my local library. I put me on the spot. I've been featured on the USA Today Online Happily Ever After blog a few times. You know, hopefully people who've read my books will then talk about them to their friends, to their friends, to their friends. But that's basically what I do.
And that's a really good way, actually, speaking at your public library. You figure people who come to the library are readers. That's where our audience is. My only difficulty in terms of speaking at my public library is the people who come, meet me, listen to me, they want to know how soon my book will be on the library shelf so that they can then read it for free. So they really aren't my buying customers. But like you, I hope that they then tell other people, family, friends, neighbors, coworkers, whoever, about the book that will hopefully then generate some sales. Mackenzie, what do you do to promote your book?
I do very similar things to what Melanie has mentioned. I have gone to the library, though I haven't actually gone to any local ones other than Warren to do similar to a book. I did a book fair there. I've also gone to Barnes & Noble. I actually just did my first signing last, I believe it was September, as part of the Teen Fest. And I also have my own blog, which I use to not only promote my work, but also other authors who are both self-published, traditional, hybrid, indie, and I will promote them. I also use social media, and one of my sponsors actually is Doctor Who Online. We did a marketing special because of the story of the Rite of Wands being tied to Matt Smith, who plays the 11th Doctor. And also because I will be having an audiobook coming out next year being produced by Big Picture Productions, Jacob Dudman. He'll be doing the audiobook.
Well, that certainly sounds exciting. Do you have a date of when it's coming out next year, or is that still all up in the air as to when the finished product will be?
We're looking at a launch around June, which is when the second book of the Rite of Wands series will be coming out, called The Rite of Abdication. That'll be coming out in June.
And there again, this is something that I think a lot of want-to-be writers don't think about. Once you've finished writing your story, whether you publish it yourself or you go through a publishing company or whatever, you're now a small business. You now need a marketing plan. You now need, you know, ways to promote who you are and what you've done. And it's not always an easy job. I certainly have recommended to authors that you find any kind of hobby group. Certainly, I talked to one of the authors that does a lot of sci-fi. I said, you need to contact every Star Wars group, every Star Trek group, anybody that likes any of that kind of sci-fi, because you never know who you're going to connect to. Even if it winds up being a small ad in one of their programs and one of their big conventions, could easily, you know, result in a bunch of sales for you. There's really no right or wrong way, and certainly asking this group or that group or whoever, even if it's another blogger. I know my name got mentioned in Cure magazine, C-U-R-E. It's a magazine that is probably in every single cancer treatment center, hospital, all around the country. It's a free magazine. You can get it online. You can get it in print. Somehow I crossed paths with one of their writers, and they mentioned my name. Apparently, some people decided, who the heck is this person? Why is her name in this article? And it resulted in a dozen or more sales that week. I'll take it. It didn't cost me anything except for a 15-minute conversation with this reporter. You never know what door will open to what. I did a conference in September of 2016 in Philadelphia. One of the speakers is a female doctor who is she works with Dr. Oz. She advises him on nutrition. What were the chances of me crossing paths with her? Now, she said she would read my next book. It's in the mail to her. Will she read it? Will I wind up connecting somehow with Dr. Oz? I don't know. It would be great. It's one of those dreams I would love to see happen. But you never know who you're going to cross paths with, who knows who, and which book will go viral. It's really one of those unknowns. Melanie, before we run out of time and the computer says we're going to shut down, tell people how they can get in touch with you. Do you have a website?
Sure.
Do you have a blog? Do you have whatever?
I have a website at www.readmelaniejane.com, and that's Jane with J-A-Y-N-E. I'm on Twitter at @1MelanieJane, Facebook, Instagram, Pinterest, Melanie Jane Author, or just plain old Melanie Jane. You can find me almost anywhere.
Wow, that's always easy. And Mackenzie, what about you? How are we going to find you?
You can find me through my official website, which is MackenzieFloor.com. I'm also on Facebook as Mackenzie Floor Writer, Twitter as Mackenzie Floor, pretty much anything social media-wise, Mackenzie Floor together as one word would be the way to find me. Or you can also find me through VHC Press website as well.
Okay, now, a lot of people might be able to spell Mackenzie. MackenZie, right?
Yes.
Is that how you spell me? Now spell your last name.
It's FLOHR.
And that's not something that a lot of people would automatically know. So you're going to have to get in the habit of making sure you spell that for people, especially on radio. It's not something that they see written in front of them on a TV screen or whatever. So, again, it's just one of those crazy things. In my case, my name is Anna Renault. A lot of people figure out how to spell that, but sometimes they miss the A-U-L. And then some people pronounce it Renault, and they have no clue how to spell it. So it really has become an interesting phenomena for me over the 6 years of being on the radio of just seeing, especially when people respond to me after a show, how in the world do you spell this name? And it really is something that we're just not used to going around spelling your name for people. But as an author, you tend to get ready to do that. Ladies, thanks for giving me part of your afternoon. The show has been recorded. Probably within the next 5 to 10 minutes, blogtalkradio.com will let me know that the link for replay is available, and people can listen to the replay 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and you can put the link on your social media, on your website, wherever you want to put it, and certainly ask people to share it so that they can hear who you are, what you do, why you're doing it, certainly writing to get your message, your stories, whatever. And both of you have a little bit of history in terms of storytelling. And I know a lot of English teachers that I have crossed paths with all had a plan to write a book at some point in time. And I also know that most of the English teachers I know who had that dream never sat down to write the book. So I applaud both of you for not only sitting down and writing the first one, but Melanie for writing, what did you say, 11? That is fantastic.
Yes.
And
oh,
we
thank
need
you very much.
Good writers. We need good stories out there. And for all ages, children, young adults, older adults, you know, reading is just really one of those, I don't want to call it a habit, one of those things that we do that really impacts our lives. It increases our vocabulary. It makes us more interesting people. It certainly gives us something to talk about. I just think we underestimate the power of reading. And certainly as authors, you are certainly learning that power. So thank you, ladies. Thank you so much for being with me this afternoon on Anna's Journey.
Well, thank you for
any
the opportunity.
Any last comment? Oh, you're
yes,
welcome.
Thank you.
This is something that I actually started doing because I was sick in bed and couldn't do anything else. I can talk.
Well,
so
thank you so
it's
much.
Been an interesting part of my career since August of 2011. Thank you very much. We are here
That's
at
right.
the Great Lakes Book Bash. We are celebrating authors. We certainly give a big shout-out to Rachel Brownell and Casey Bond for organizing the Great Lakes Book Bash. We are really enjoying readers are our rock star, and we're certainly enjoying a little bit of Kalamazoo, Michigan. And today wasn't too cold, I understand, but I have to admit I didn't go outside to find out. I am looking forward to an open book signing tomorrow. I believe the open book signing is from 11 to 2 or 3, something like that, tomorrow afternoon at the Radisson Hotel in downtown Kalamazoo, Michigan. Thanks a lot for listening to Anna's Journey here on Blog Talk Radio. I am also thankful for Ginny Robertson, LLC, for continuing to support me as a radio show host. Ginny is certainly trying her best to connect women around the world to their gifts, their purpose, and to each other. She certainly does that through Facebook. She has a closed group for the members that pay a membership fee, but she also has an open global Facebook page on Purpose Woman Community. Go online, check it out. There are some really great, fantastic entrepreneurs on there. And especially with the holiday season coming up, it's a great place to buy some gifts supporting entrepreneurs here in the U.S. and some from around the world. Thanks a lot for listening to Anna's Journey. I will be back on the air tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. I will be talking to two more authors here at the Great Lakes Book Bash. Thanks a lot. Take care and have a great day.